WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
Nearly 300 boys and girls are enrolled in the Northside Youth Athletic Association's football and cheering squads. Association President Gene Goodwine says the organization teaches kids a lesson he wishes he'd learned as a young person about the importance of being a student first and athlete second. 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort spoke to Goodwine at Fowler Field on the north side.
I grew up in Northview Heights, which is a housing project about 5 minutes away from here. Up there, that's all we had. You know, that's all we had was sports. And it didn't matter where you went in Northview Heights, you seen kids playing sports. That was our outlet. We didn't have much, but we knew we can have a football, basketball, or baseball. We had some powerful adults who head up our teams that came up out of Northview. And once I seen how my coaches actually cared about us and you know, like we stayed the night at their house before games and after games. And, you know, once I seen that, it was like something that was instilled in me. So when I was of age to do it, it was like second nature. I mean, this is all I knew. The guys that I looked up to, this is what they did.
You do it now with even additional motivation that a lesson that you learned that sports isn't everything, that you really have to do more than just be a good athlete.
Because with me, you know, I didn't get the student part. You know, I just thought athlete, I'll go somewhere if I'm an athlete. I didn't know that you had to control a certain grade point average, SAT scores and stuff like that. So we start teaching our youth, our young athletes, boys and girls, you're a student first, you're an athlete second. We start instilling that into their minds at 5 and 6 years old. We believe that by the time they get to high school, their focus will be, I got to get my books first so I can be on the field or on the court. We just believe that we have to start showing them that they can get just as many awards for academics as you can for athletics.
How do you inspire them to do their best, both on the field and in the classroom and at home and in their community?
When you build relationships with the youth, especially when you build them at such a young age, you become a father figure to them, you know, in some instances. You know, some instances you might be a big brother to them. Those are all people that you don't want to disappoint, you know. So it's like when they're on the field, you know, they're playing for their teammates, you know, because that's one thing that you do preach, you know, you're playing for the guy to the left of you, to the right of you. At the same time, you know, they're playing for their coaches. You know, some of these kids, they look at these coaches as like they're a superstar. So it's like when they're out there playing, you know, and if they do mess up and you do get on them, it's like, you know, they don't want that. They don't want to disappoint you. It's pretty easy to motivate them in that instance once you build a relationship with them. Every so often, you know, you get a kid or two that come back that came through the program and they say thank you. For us, it's like this is what we do, you know, but for them, it's like you might have saved them. There might have been one or two things you might have said, and it changed their whole outlook on things. Those are the things that keep me coming down here.
Thank you very much, Gene Goodwine, for taking time to do this interview.
Thank you.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA Celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.